You're listening to The Warblers, a Birds Canada podcast, minisode.
Welcome back to The Warblers. Today we're bringing you even more dinosaur content because we had a lot of fun with our last episode. If you haven't listened yet, head back and check it out. Our producer Jody Allaire chatted with Francois Tyrion from the Royal Tyrrell Museum in Drumheller, Alberta, all about the connection between birds and dinosaurs. So for this mini-sode, we wanted to chat a bit more about the bird-dinosaur connection, but we also wanted to find out the answer to the biggest question we were all wondering after the last episode. Why don't the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park have feathers?
When you go out birding, Francois, from the living birds, which one is the one that will be closest to dinosaurs?
Usually we put passerine birds as being the more derived, the highest on the evolutionary tree. If you put it that way, then the most primitive birds would be the paleognates. So tinamous, ostriches, emus, cassowaries. Those are all the most primitive birds that we have. But they're probably look nothing like what primitive modern birds, quote unquote, would have looked like. You have from the Cretaceous before the extinction of dinosaurs, you have some birds that are closely, they're found in Antarctica for out of, if you can imagine. Basically, the species are actually very closely related to Galloanseres. So basically to ducks and fowls. And they don't look anything like ostriches, but they're higher up on the evolutionary tree of birds.
So what you're telling me is that when I go dino watching is when I'm watching tinamous, ostriches, emus, and chickens and ducks.
Pretty much, yeah, those are among the most primitive birds that we have today. So you can imagine, hey, if the ancestors of chickens were there during the Cretaceous, maybe a Velociraptor could eat chicken or paleo chicken.
So they would have actually
evolved a taste for chicken.
Paleo chicken.
Oh my God, and when I eat chicken... Yeah, when I eat chicken, I could be eating the same as the Velociraptor was eating.
Or eating basically what a Velociraptor would taste like, potentially, right?
Oh my God, the taste of Velociraptor in my mouth. This is fantastic.
Okay, so I have to follow up on this question of what are the most primitive birds, and I have to ask about Jurassic Park. Why does Velociraptor and the other theropods in Jurassic Park not have... full feathered coatings? Isn't this a well-known thing now that they should have feathers?
Yes, that's a very good question. The thing is, it's all related to paleontological discoveries and the timing of those discoveries. The first Jurassic Park movie came out in 1993, so that was a full 3 years before the first fossils of feathered dinosaurs were discovered. So at the time, people have floated out there the idea that maybe some dinosaurs, at least those very close to modern birds, may have had feathers, but we had no idea. First, we had no proof, and second, we had no idea how far down the family tree of theropods feathers would be found. Now, with the discovery in 1996 of feathers and all subsequent discoveries after that, now we know that almost all meat-eating dinosaurs were covered with feathers. Not all modern-looking feathers, but at least with dino fuzz. And we know that Velociraptor, we don't have the feather impressions fossils of Velociraptor, but we have on the forearm of Velociraptor what's called quill knobs, so the anchor site for the flight feathers that form wings. So believe it or not, we know that Velociraptor had wings. So now the question is, okay, we know that Velociraptor was feathered, had wings. Why don't we see that in the Jurassic Park movies? Well, there's lots of paleontologists that have asked that question to the directors and the producers of Jurassic Park, and the answer was always the same. A feathered dinosaur is not scary enough. So that's why nobody wanted to portray a meat-eating dinosaur with feathers, because they say it looks like a chicken. Nobody's afraid of chickens. So that's why there's been that big resistance to putting feathers on dinosaurs in the Jurassic Park movie. Flash news, in the new Jurassic World movie that's coming out later this year in 2022, we will see meat-eating dinosaurs with feathers. If you look at the trailer for the new Jurassic Park movie, you'll see that T-Rex has dino fuzz on its body, although we don't have any evidence that T-Rex had fuzz. But now they put dino fuzz, and then we see some meat-eating dinosaurs that are fully feathered. So finally, the producers and the directors of the movies have heard the call, and they heard from the public, and they want to see feathered dinosaurs to catch up with paleontological knowledge. So, and then starting in the new Jurassic World movie, we will see feathered theropods.
I feel like the early creators of the Jurassic Park movies have probably never heard of a cassowary. But I don't think there is a more intimidating animal on the planet.
And they are very dangerous and vicious.
They are.
Lots of people have been killed by cassowaries, so yeah.
That's right. Yeah, no, if you need any evidence of how intimidating a bird can be, yeah, cassowaries are pretty crazy. Francois, hey, thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.